How to be a social media star for a living.
As quote-unquote influencers, we are walking ad space.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. According to research from Google, 70% of teenage YouTube subscribers say they relate to creators more than traditional celebrities. That may be why research firm L2 says 70% of companies are doing what's called influencer marketing. That is, deals with social media stars who post their fun-looking lives that just happen to be filled with hashtag brands. As part of our series on the creator economy, I talked to Troy Solomon. He has just over 45,000 followers on his Instagram account called A Bear Named Troy. Bear, in this case, refers to a big, hairy gay man. And Troy built his niche as a plus-size, gender-bending model. I asked him if he also considers himself an influencer.
I have a really hard time with the word influencer. I think we use it because we don't really know what other word to use, right? So it's like, do we say celebrity? Do we say Insta-famous? Do we say online personality? It's like, we don't really know what to say because I feel like as quote-unquote influencers, we've become this new form of celebrity that we've never seen before. It's a really weird thing for me to say about myself.
I guess one way to classify it would be, is this your only job?
For the most part, I mean, I work in freelance, just doing some like transcribing work just to kind of get some extra cash. But basically, yeah, like doing what I do and brand collaborations and things like that is typically what is now bringing in a lot of my income.
So then how do you, from the business side of things, how do you get connected with brands and companies for these collaborations?
Sure. Through a number of ways. So it's really interesting with me personally, because I identify as male and because obviously visually I appear to be male, but I also mess with gender norms and things like that. I think brands have a harder time kind of knowing what to do with me. They're still a little nervous. They're not sure, I think, if the consumer wants to see someone like me representing their product and if that will actually translate into sales. So I would say it's probably like 70-30. I think 30% of the time brands are reaching out to me, and the other 70% is probably me and my manager just emailing and calling and texting and messaging and just kind of trying to create those brand relationships on my own.
And then but you also have the freedom to only work with brands, just stuff you like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things for me to do with my brand is to make sure it always comes across authentic because, you know, if I were to sit here and try and promote a product that just has nothing to do with me that I wouldn't normally use in my real life, you know, my followers are going to read that instantly and be like, what? Actually, my followers will probably read it and be like, okay, we get it. Like, get your check. But like, we know that's not you.
Yeah, it feels like there are potentially a lot of pitfalls there for you. Like the blurring in some ways, right? Of the thing that is your job and the thing that is your personality. And sharing is your job and your life. Like, how do you keep those boundaries separate? Do you think about it all the time?
Yeah, it's pretty much a constant thought in my head about where that line is. It's like, for me, I know I'm such a self-analytical person. I think about internally about everything I say, everything I do, almost to a point of obsession, that I feel like I have to make sure I'm always staying on that right focus where I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself, where I don't lose this. You know, I've grown up very humble. I come from a very kind of, you know, twisted past. So I think knowing where I've come from, I won't allow myself to get beyond who I know I truly am.
So what do you, in the kind of like business nuts and bolts thing, when you are striking a partnership with a brand, do you have like a package? Like you say, all right, you get, you know, two tweets and an Instagram post for X amount.
It depends, but yeah, typically we would just say, okay, you'll get two Instagram stories, you know, three static posts for X amount of dollars. Or, okay, you guys want to push more stories because you want the swipe up function. Okay, cool. So I want to be good by them. I want them to be good by me. But yeah, there's a lot of times it's usually a package. Yeah.
This is kind of sensitive, I know. But are you able to tell us how much money you can make doing this?
I can't. I mean, I can tell you what I make, but I can tell you someone like Bella Thorne, who has millions, she makes 60,000 a post. And I know that people who have 5,000 followers could be making $200 a post. So everyone's trying to figure out, including me, including all my friends, like, what is our valuation? Like, what, how much are we really worth? You have to think about the fact that as quote unquote influencers, we are walking ad space. So I always think about, well, okay, I can guarantee you, you know, 45,000 unique users are going to see your product, and trying to figure out, okay, like, well, how much do I think each person's eyes are valued at?
That's Troy Solomon. His Instagram feed is a bear named Troy. Research firm Media Kicks estimates brands spend $500 million a year on influencer marketing now, but predicts it'll be more like $5 to $10 billion over the next 5 years. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.